We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Kash Patel has stood by President-elect Trump since his first term when he served in multiple roles, including chief of staff at the Pentagon.
What?
Kash Patel is here, one of our real warriors.
In his announcement picking Patel to lead the FBI, Trump says he played a pivotal role in uncovering the Russia hoax,
what?
Referring to the DOJ's investigation of Moscow meddling in the 2016 election.
And we are on a mission to annihilate the deep state.
Patel has vowed to dismantle the FBI, which he sharply criticized in his book, writing it will remain a threat to the people unless drastic measures are taken.
I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy is urging colleagues not to confirm Patel.
Kash Patel's only qualification is because he agrees with Donald Trump that the Department of Justice should serve to punish, lock up, and intimidate Donald Trump's political opponents.
On Face the Nation, Republican Senator Ted Cruz called Patel a strong candidate.
All of the weeping and gnashing of teeth, all of the people pulling their hair out, are exactly the people who are dismayed about having a real reformer come into the FBI and clean out the corrupted partisans.
The current FBI director, Christopher Wray, who was appointed by Trump in 2017, still has 3 years left on a 10-year term.
Uh-oh.
So he would have to resign or be fired in order for there to be an opening. In a statement, the FBI says Wray is focused on the people of the FBI and the work they are doing.
Oh, my goodness. So while we were eating leftovers and, while we were celebrating and having belly laughs with our family, he won. Oh, F you. Like that. There was all kinds of crap going on. There was all kinds of stuff and crap going on. And it was all being announced in waves of lunacy on Truth Social. So, of course, I did what I do. I go to the movies. That's what I do. Went to see Wicked. It was so good. It was so good. It was so, so good. Oh, we cried. You get broken at the end. You just, wow. And everybody applauds. You haven't been to a movie where everybody applauds lately, have you? No. No, you haven't. So you need to go to this one. And also, here's why you need to go to the movies now. You need to go to the movies now because once Robert F. Kennedy becomes, in charge of the Food and Drug Administration, and we get like the undersecretary of ayahuasca, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah. Oh, you think some of the picks, that they made were bad. Oh, wait. You got to see what Trump's picking. Holy crap. And it ain't his nose, and that's all he should be picking. If you ask me, that's the only thing he's qualified to pick. Good Lord, man, we're in trouble. But so I went to the movies, and I enjoyed a tub. Oh, mock me. I don't care. A giant, giant tub of popcorn with, that's right, golden topping. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I don't care if it's, I was going to say hyaluronic acid because that's the woman I have become. But I was going to say hydraulic fluid. Okay. Because that's the woman I was, right? Yeah. So, I don't care if it's a cross between those two blended to with gold, yellow color, don't care. That was what I had. And the nachos with the, absolutely unidentifiable fake cheese food thing. Delicious. And you better have that before RFK Jr. becomes the flavor police. And you can't have that anymore. Did you know that there's recliners in the movie theater now? Yes, there are. Go see a movie. I hear Gladiator blows, but if you're a guy and you're saying, like, I'm not going to do a musical, I understand it's like a genetic thing. I get it. You have a Y chromosome, and you have to question people singing as being somehow not great, not fun, not masculine. Are you kidding me? Singing is not I guess unless you're going like this. I don't know.
The Book of Mormon was awesome.
Right? So I don't know what your objection is, but I'm telling you, you have to go and enjoy the movies right now because you're not going to be able to. You're not. They are, you know, I'm looking at, you know, Justice here from California. You know, they haven't been able to buy any flavored vapes in years now. It's been years. And I don't see the life expectancy, you know, going, woo, you know, I just color me skeptical about banning things, more things. And the golden chopping, I just know it's on the chopping block. I just know it is. So when you look at the people that Donald Trump is picking and you see how it's going to affect your lives, I think you will recoil in horror when I explain to you that for the Department of Justice, not the CIA, which is what Bannon's wet dream was. Bannon has wet dreams. Oh, God. Add it to the, you know, just the flavor of him anyway, just that you get from even watching Rumble, okay, let alone his show on Rumble. The whole thing stinks. It's like, ew, what's that smell? I hit a skunk, Karen. That's what it reminds me of every time I see that face. But he wanted Kash Patel to be the CIA director. Not really sure exactly what he wanted out of that particular anointment. But instead, he's going to settle for the head of law and order, the head of our department of investigations, the Federal Bureau of Investigations. He's going to be the FBI director. Now, it does beg the question, what do we do with the other Trump-appointed FBI director that we've been living with all these years? And that would be Chris Wray. Well, Chris Wray is still the FBI director today because you know why? Donald Trump ain't president yet. And so here he is making an announcement about the new guy, and the old guy is still the old guy. He's still there. I mean, can you imagine just all of this horror that's being, injected into the Department of Law and Order by the Law and Order people? It's really sick. It's really twisted. It's super backwards, and it's unbelievably chaotic and disturbing, and that's what it's meant to be. So, you know, look at it and mock it. Look at it and, you know, just realize that there are people that, you know, will have to be the guardrails. It will probably fall to people like us, right? What can I tell you? We're going to have to call balls and strikes. Going to be a lot of balls. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. You know, until they shrivel up and die is what it's going to be. I just honestly, it's just amazing. So we're going to, I'm going to show you like who this dude Kash Patel really is. I mean, they have been padding his resume, Donald Trump has, by giving him like various, you know, chief cook and bottle washer, appointments in the White House over and over and over again. The guy is okay, no offense, because I didn't go to any college, okay? So I can't rightly be mocking his college because I didn't go to one, except I'm gonna. He graduated from Pace University, which is known in, you know, Queens as a party school, okay? He went there, he got his law degree from there. He was a public defender in Florida. That's what he did. He was a public defender. And he wouldn't file any briefs that he thought he would lose. So too bad for you if you were his client and he couldn't make a decent argument. He just wouldn't even bother making the argument at all because he wouldn't file anything that he thought he might lose. I mean, it's really sick. And the people that worked with him in that office said that. I'm not making that up. I didn't see everything that came out of Florida. It's like a horror movie. It came from Florida. Florida man, Pam Bondi. I mean, in a nutshell, Pam Bondi versus, let's say, Kamala Harris, okay? Both attorney generals of a state, right? Housing crisis. Pam Bondi sided with banks. Kamala Harris sided with homeowners being foreclosed on by banks. Can you see the diff? And we're about to enter into the age of banks and billionaires and nobody else. That is really what's going on. Now, Kash Patel is such a dirty bird, I don't know how else to put it, that just naming him for FBI director is flipping the bird to everyone who thinks this is a country of laws. That's all it is.